From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 11th of May, 2009. Tucson Roller Derby had a good bout at Blade World this past Saturday evening. The final score was Vice Squad 67, Iron Curtain 54. Helen Wheels was absent from the track, perhaps explaining the IC's inability to hang on to their 10-point halftime lead. Standings have the current champion Vice Squad in number one at 3 wins this year. Number two are the Copper Queens at 2-1. Number three is the Iron Curtain at 1-2. And number four are the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses with no wins at all this year. The next bout sees the Copper Queens against the FTW at Blade World on May the 30th, with a championship doubleheader coming up on June 13th. More information at TucsonRollerDerby.com. Sometime this morning, a U.S. soldier went on a shooting spree at the stress clinic at Camp Liberty, the main U.S. military base on the western edge of Baghdad. The Pentagon says 5 coalition soldiers are dead, most likely. All are from the United States, and the shooter is in custody. Earlier reports had the shooter turning the gun on himself and committing suicide, but he's listed at the time of this particular writing as still alive. Cindy Sheehan, who knows the family horrors of this kind of situation far too well, says there are now 6 more mothers who will be devastated for no good reason. The war on Iraq was wrong under GWB, and it's just as wrong under Obama. Roxana Saberi, the Iranian-American journalist jailed in Tehran under charges that she was a spy, has been released by the Iranian government after her sentence was commuted from 8 years to a suspended sentence of 2 years. She's now on her way back to the United States. The top American commander in Afghanistan is being changed. Out is Army General David McKiernan. His replacement will be Army Lieutenant General Stanley McChrystal. McKiernan was seen by some as not being aggressive enough. Anti-gay activist Carrie Prejean entered the Miss California USA pageant under false pretenses and is in violation of her contract, according to pageant officials. But the decision on whether or not to strip her of the title will come from Miss Universe pageant head Donald Trump tomorrow. Prejean's other promoters, the homophobic National Organization for Marriage Hate Group, claims that her character is being assassinated. And the new head of another hate group, Jim Daly of Focus on the Family, claims that she is bearing the brunt of an assault from an intolerant political left. I guess desperation, when you see your audience bailing out on your act, will lead someone like Daly to make such comments. At the White House Correspondents Association dinner in Washington on Saturday night, Wanda Sykes cracked a joke to the effect that Rush Limbaugh was the 20th hijacker on 9/11, but was too strung out on OxyContin to make his flight. Wanda is still getting heat from the Republic thugs about that line, and even the White House now says that 9/11 is not a subject that yields good material for comedians. I kind of think Wanda was off the mark, too, but only so far as the idea that Limbaugh would have signed on for a mission in which, in the newspaper accounts about it, his name would only appear in very small type. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one last thing today. An open letter to Peter Sago and National Public Radio. Dear Peter and Company, hi guys, how are you? I are fine. Remarkably enough, in Tucson we don't have to put up with the hawk during the winters as you do in Chicago. But I do have a complaint about some ill wind coming from Peter's mouth this weekend, unfunnily enough. Peter, I've noticed that Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me has become NPR's Bastion of the Bodily Function joke. I myself had a hearty laugh the weekend that Roy Blount Jr. was on the panel and marveled that you could say the word turd on public radio. Or was the word fart? It was one or the other, and considering the source of the material involved in both terms is the same, well, you know which incident I'm talking about. Stephanie Miller is duly proud to be your trailblazer in this regard, I'm sure. However, now y'all seem to be thinking that social slurs are just as tolerable. I refer here to Peter's opening gag on the Wait Wait broadcast of the 9th of May, as heard at 11.06 a.m. local time over Tucson's KUAZ. The gag about how gays and lesbians feel that President Obama hasn't done enough for them, but by ordering a cheeseburger with Dijon mustard, the president did something that's really gay. Now, I'm sure either GLAAD or GLSEN have already lodged their complaints with you, as well they should. From the audience end of things, I just have one primary question. What in seven purple hells were you thinking? You obviously haven't seen the Wanda Sykes TV PSAs calling for you to knock off using the phrase, "that's gay," when discussing hideous lapses of taste. And although I've myself taken President Obama to task over a few lesbi-gay-related things on my own news commentary podcast, listening to one of them now, I wish to be the first within my hearing range to proclaim that President Obama can put whatever he damned well wants to on his cheeseburger. It's part of being an American. Hell, I put wasabi on a couple of tofu puffs that I ate last night. I can still taste the wasabi, and I like it. Tonight, I just might have some soy chorizo, and that'll suit me just fine. And if it doesn't suit your taste, that's fine, too. That isn't what pissed me off. Using the word gay to describe something as hideously distasteful ain't cutting it, Pete. Whoever the producers were at Chicago Public Radio that gave you an okay to crack that gag on dozens of NPR affiliates has got to go. And as for you, I think the best way to rectify matters is to A, issue an apology PDQ, and B, have Chicago Public Radio fly or Amtrak me up to Chicago to take over from you as host 1 week in the very near future, with the transportation and lodging costs coming out of your paycheck. Trying to become the Don Imus of non-commercial radio is a damned stupid goal to set for your life, Peter. Most sincerely, one listener in Tucson, you've hurt. King David Mackenzie. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David Mackenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.